Google is the latest 800-pound gorilla in an increasingly crowded technological zoo.
This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau. It's Monday, September 18th. Google filed paperwork Thursday to register a new political action committee, Google NetPAC, with the Federal Election Commission. Other Silicon Valley high-tech companies have political action committees, or PACs, including Applied Materials, Cisco Systems, and Sun Microsystems. In a news report, Google's Washington Policy Counsel, Alan Davidson, said the Google NetPAC will, quote, support candidates who promote a free and open internet for our users. The report said Google has hired former Republican Senators Dan Coats of Indiana and Connie Mack of Florida as outside lobbyists. Google has recently faced some tough questioning on the House floor on online censorship of Google China, and House Republicans have so far been more sympathetic to cable and phone companies on the issue of a two-tiered internet than they have to Google. To get some perspective, I called Larry Gersten, a political science professor at San Jose State University. Gersten focuses on the public policy process at the national and state levels and is an expert in high-tech policy in Silicon Valley. He's also an author of several books on public policy and a frequent commentator on Bay Area stations NBC 11 and KCBS Radio. I asked Larry Gersten what he thought about Google's efforts to reach out to Republicans through its political action committee.
When you're involved in trying to impress policymakers, you have to go to those who are in power. And for the last 6 years, Republicans have run the show. So Google wisely realizes that their money will probably serve them well if they spend it on those campaigns where people in positions of authority and power may be able to do them some good. Every one of these companies that forms a pact or joins, for that matter, in some sort of collaborative association, they do so at that moment when they feel they can no longer go it alone. And that's Google's case. And you'll see others do it, too, as they grow.
What do you see as the biggest policy issues for high-tech companies right now?
One of the issues, of course, is intellectual property. You know, how it cuts, who has control, how movable is it from one sector to another, from one space to another. Another big issue has to do with globalization and the power that these companies have in terms of preventing their materials from being hijacked in one way or another by another country. Another, of course, issue has to do with speech. To what extent is the internet a portal for pure absolute free speech, and to what extent is it not? All of these things begin at first as sort of technical questions of curiosity, if you will, but they quickly spill over into the political sector, particularly if we've got values at stake or dollars at stake.
Gersten said he thinks the main motivation behind companies like Google getting more involved in politics is globalization.
Truth be told, these are not really American companies anymore as much as they are international companies. They have facilities, many of them, in India, in China, in other places. And to the extent that these companies, you know, have reaches beyond our shores, they get involved with numerous issues, H-1B, network neutrality, all of these types of things, and so many others that in one way or another affects them, not only here in the United States, but all over the world. And for that reason, they must be global players. And they're playing, by the way, not only in Washington, D.C., but they're playing in other capitals around the world where they need to be heard and make sure that they have access to those in positions of authority.
And Larry, Google forming a political action committee, what does it really say about where we are in history in terms of technology and politics?
We know this much about all businesses in American society, and that is that over time, they go through a sequence of activities. The first thing they try to do is just make payroll. Then they try to, you know, plan out their products and their launches. And then as they move further along, they discover that they've got some issues, either in terms of obstacles or opportunities, and that those issues sometimes require the help of those people who are in elected office to try to get what they want either done or prevented. These things don't come at first, mostly because most of these corporations are in new niches. They really don't have enemies. They don't have major concerns beyond product. But as they mature, they develop the need for representation and to make sure that their products and their industries are protected.
That was Larry Gersten, political science professor at San Jose State University, on high-tech companies going to Washington. This is PodTech News.